the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, from the Great Wall of China to the walls of Derry, the Derry Journal suspects that the world's latest Derry Girl descendant is Taylor Swift. Well, her great-great-great-grandfather came from the shadow of these walls, number 1 Fawn Street, to be precise. Swift is arriving on these shores next week, and author Paul Howard has this take on the business unicorn that is Taylor Swift.
I am old enough to remember a time when a Swiftie was a nickname for a £10 note, bearing as it did the face of the Dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral and author of Gulliver's Travels. As a matter of fact, when I earned my first money for mowing a neighbour's lawn, that's how the job was priced. There's a Swiftie in it for you. And a Yeats if you wash the car. Nowadays, of course, a Swiftie is a fan of Taylor Swift, a member of a global consumerist phenomenon that is becoming one of the strongest, most recession-busting economic forces in the world. Unless you've spent the last 6 months living under a rock, or alternatively sitting in a virtual waiting room trying to buy a ticket, the first pop star to become a billionaire from her music alone is coming to Dublin next week to play 3 concerts at the Aviva Stadium. And it's not just her legion of fans who are losing their minds. Economists are at it as well. Quantifying the economic impact of Taylor Swift on the world today has become a competitive sport for financial analysts and has even given birth to the phrase Swiftenomics.
I think I deserve a raise.
It's been estimated that by the time it ends, the current Eras Tour will have grossed somewhere in the region of $4 billion, a world record by many multiples. But her concerts have also been credited with boosting local economies across the world as fans are persuaded to part with their pandemic savings.
Honestly, if you have to pick one priority, that's the fans.
The US leg of the tour is estimated to have generated close to $5 billion in consumer spending on items like travel, food, hotels, merchandise, and outfits for the day.
But this has lovers' colors and also matching rings and necklace.
According to a recent edition of Time magazine, this defies all previous economic modelling. Typically, every $100 spent on a concert ticket results in a further $300 in ancillary spending. For Swift's tour, according to Time, ancillary spending per fan ballooned to between $1,300 and $1,500. This may be explained by the willingness of her fans to travel further to see her perform and the practice by hotels of inflating their prices in times of high demand. A quick poll of a few friends who are travelling to Dublin bears this out. They're all expecting the entire weekend to cost them, at the very least, a grand apiece. 150,000 people will see her at the Aviva next weekend, providing an estimated boost of €150 million to the Irish economy.
The point is, you gotta squeeze every penny. Come on, let me hear you. Squeeze every penny.
If the experience of other countries is anything to go by, much of this will represent money saved during the COVID years. It's no wonder that Ryan Herzog, Associate Professor of Economics at Gonzaga University in Washington, said recently, she is, in and of herself, an economic event. I won't be one of the lucky ones in Dublin to see her next weekend. We were among the 350,000 people who tried to get tickets and failed. For the disappointed, there are resale tickets available to some of her European dates for up to $5,000 apiece. Throw in flights, hotels, meals, and, well, you're talking about a lot of Swifties in old money. But at least, if you took the plunge, you'd be doing your bit to help the world economy.
Doing your bit to help the world economy. Paul Howard there.